Chapter 21. In his dragon form, Nath smashed his clawed fist into the hull dragon, rocking its head backward. It regained its balance and unleashed the churning forces of its powerful breath. Nath ducked under the searing heat and tackled it. It was bigger and slower, and Nath's superior speed and claws tore into it. It howled in pain and fury. Nath howled back. Angry now, he clutched its neck, pinned it down, and unleashed the fires within. The flames engulfed the hull dragon's face. It writhed and twisted, but Nath held it fast, letting his flames do the work until the monster moved no more. Nothing but a searing, smoking skull remained when Nath stood up and pounded its face in triumph. The celebration was cut short. Fireballs, lightning, acid bombs, and mystic needles assaulted him from above, where dragons filled the air, circling and diving. Sky raiders, gray scalers, bull dragons, blue streaks, one right after another. They dove and nipped, unleashing breath weapons from their mouths. The furious assault overwhelmed Nath and dropped him to his knees. He covered up with his arms.
There must be 100 up there.
A bull dragon flew straight into him, knocking him over. Gray scalers latched onto his legs with their teeth. Fireball after lightning bolt, and lightning bolt after fireball rocked every scale on his body. Nath punched, clawed. The dark dragons bit and spat.
Get off me!
He grabbed hold of a bull dragon and busted its wings. He ripped a grayscaler off its leg and smashed it into the stony ground. The valley had become a furious knot of muscle and scale gone mad. A sky raider almost as big as him landed on him and spat hot lava in his face. Nath rammed it with its horns and blasted it with fire of his own. It screamed and then withered away. Shaking his back, he slung a small hoard off him.
This is madness. Guzan's beard. They're everywhere.
Bigger, stronger, faster than all of them, Nath tried to take them out one at a time. Tooth and claw penetrated his scales. Dragon blood dripped everywhere. For every two he downed, four more appeared from the frenzied dragon horde.
Enough of this!
He gathered his feet under him, spread his wings, and took to the air. He made it up 100 feet, then two. The Blue Razor's lightning ripped through him. Smoke and explosions filled the air. One by one, two by two, and four by four, dragons latched on, pinning his wings, tearing at his body and legs.
No!
Nath twisted out of control and plummeted toward the rushing ground below. He hit one of the arches in the great stone square and plowed right through it. Through the smoke and haze, pushing the rubble and crushed dragons aside, he rose to his feet once more. Great shoulders slouched, aching, exhausted. A bright red bull dragon swooped right at him and unleashed its fiery breath. Nath unleashed his. The forces collided and exploded. The bull dragon made a rough landing and shook its head. Nath's breath scorched it into the earth, leaving only bones among the ashes. Nath staggered back and braced himself against the towering stones, feeling empty inside, from head to toe. His fire was gone, and he had little breath at all remaining. He glanced up at the sound of the roaring dragons that now descended by the dozens like a swarm of angry hornets. He lifted his fists and lowered his chin, prepared for his final stand.